up. I want you to listen to something. This is really good timing, really. If you have your Bible, this is a preamble to the message, which means something that I just saw yesterday that I want you to listen to carefully. And I might as well start. Forget about that screen. Just listen. Here we go. Christianity is heart transformation, not behavior modification. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Listen again, and I'm going to go a little bit further. Christianity is heart transformation, not behavior modification. The reason that 90% of men and women are lukewarm Christians, often defeated in life, is quite simple. They're trying to solve the wrong problem. Most of us have the idea that Christianity is about behavior modification, using determination to change our behavior and be more spiritual. We think that if we can just get the right information, if we can just have more willpower and man up, then we will do the right things and everything will be okay. But everything is not okay. In fact, I think you'll find this true, the harder you and I try, the more frustrated and confused we become. Can I get a witness?
Okay. Yeah. Amen.
The harder you try, the more frustrated and confused you become. A man or a woman can only will himself to act and perform like a Christian for so long. Did you hear that? A man or woman can only will himself to act and perform like a Christian for so long. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not a Christian, sooner or later, you're going to be found out. Can I get a witness? One man who abandoned his faith said, I served the Lord in the church for 20 years and I got worn out. I decided to try something else. Determination, we all learn, is not a strategy. Now, if you have your Bible, I want you to turn to, I'm using the Church Bible, NASB. I want you to go to page 71 in the New Testament. But I want you to keep this in mind throughout the sermon today, which actually involves Psalm chapter 22, verses 11 through 21. So here we go. This is found on page 70, New Testament, John chapter 1, verse 11, 12, and 13. Please listen carefully. Maybe I should start with verse 10. He, that is Jesus Christ, was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and those who were did not receive him. But, can you say but?
But.
As many as received him, to them he gave the right, or in the King James, the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Now here's the key to that willpower. Who were born not of the blood nor of the will of a man, but of God. Can I get a witness? I don't know who I'm talking to today. And like I said, this is a preamble to the message. You and I, I'm going to include myself, cannot will yourself to be a Christian. There's got to be an inner transformation.
Amen.
just to add one more tidbit before I go on with the message, and I'm not trying to be highly spiritual, I'm just going to use a word that you probably all are familiar with, is called metamorphosis.
Yeah.
There's an interchange that has to take place through the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Without Him, you and I are going to have and will continue to have a defeated life.
Amen.
He's got to take control. You cannot be in the driver's seat. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I want you to keep those thoughts in mind as we go on with this chapter 22, verses 11 through 20. I want to preamble this message by saying, and I'm intentionally raising my voice, last night I was listening to Dr. Charles Stanley. And he had an unusual message to some. And his message was the blood of Jesus Christ. He said that is highly, they're taking it out of the hymn books. They're taking it out of the church. But you can't take it out of our hearts. The blood. And this message has something about the precious blood, the costly blood of the Lamb of God. Are we ready, brother?
We get there. We should keep going.
Well, he tells me to keep going, but I don't know if I can keep it going. Can I get a witness? Well, while he's finishing that, good, we got it. Let's give him a hand. Come on. Good job. All right. Amen. Psalm 22, verses 11 through 21, and then verse 31. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. These words, by the way, perhaps many commentators think were spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the cross. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have come past me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. Number two. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. Doesn't that sound like Jesus?
Yes.
I may tell all my bones. They look and stare at me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Be not thou far from me. That is the King James. O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. And if you'll notice underneath verse 20, my darling is my only one. Say my only one.
My only one.
I want to repeat this in case I forget it. I'm going to repeat this verse. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog. My darling is actually the word, my only one. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the living God. There's no one like Him. Now, Number three, save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. And verse 31, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Notice that I have that underlined. I want to explain that shortly, I hope. Now, number four, let's go back to verse 11. Be not far from me, my trouble is near, for there is none to help. Actually, underneath, as you can see, there's not a helper. Translation, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there's not a helper. Be not far from me. A present God is a... A present God is a present blessing. We always need that divine help, but more especially when troubles and trials are out of hand. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Who do you call on in your deepest sorrows and pains? I repeated this. Number five, a present God is a present blessing. Do you know, Christian, and even unbeliever, that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are everywhere at one time? And if you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I shouldn't say all, but I'm going to put it that way. All you need to do is call upon the name of the Lord, admit you're a sinner, and he'll save you.
That's what the Word says. The Word says that.
You don't have to wait till you go home. You don't have to wait till you go down the street. All you got to do is call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he'll save you in an instant.
He says that.
The Holy Spirit will come in and make his abode in you. And that Holy Spirit is, even if you sin, I don't know why I'm saying this, even when you sin, he'll never leave you.
Amen.
Amen.
He's an advocate.
He's the advocate.
There you go.
He's your helper, which I'm going to talk about shortly. A present God is a present blessing. And I'm going to say something. I don't know of any Christian who does not sin after they do get saved.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Amen.
Come on, please.
He tried the winepress alone. He was Christ suffering. David indeed was often in trouble. Have you ever been in trouble?
Yeah.
I know I have. I was down in Texas when I was in college, and a policeman got shot by somebody. The policeman raided our rooms, hit one boy over the head while he was asleep. Shots went over my head. I didn't even realize it. I was in trouble. But that's not the only kind of trouble I was in. I was in sin trouble. When I didn't know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I was in sin trouble. And if you're here today and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you're in sin trouble.
Amen.
Preach,
brother.
Amen.
And don't be deceived. The devil is just waiting for you to fall in line with his personal strategy. God's got a plan for you, but so does Satan.
Yeah.
He's got a plan to take you down. He was Christ suffering. David indeed was often in trouble and beset with enemies, but many of his particulars here specified are such as were never true of David. Some of these things said in this psalm are never true of David, and therefore must be appropriated to Christ in the depth of his humiliation. No one knows the depths of the agony and the suffering of Jesus Christ when he died on that cross, but he did it for you and me. No one can fathom the depth of the pain and the suffering and the separation he went through because he loved you. He is here deserted by his friends. You ever been deserted by your friends?
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Just when you needed them, you really found out who your friends were.
That's right. That's right.
Trouble and distress were near, and there was none to help, none to oppose. Number six, he tried the wine press alone, for all his disciples forsook him and fled. It is God's honor to help when all other help and means of help fail. Did you get that? It is God's honor when everyone else fails. It is God's honor to say, okay, you're at the bottom. Maybe now you'll listen to me. Maybe now I got your attention because no one else is helping you, but I'm still willing to help you.
Thank you, Lord.
And not only is he willing, he's able.
That's right.
It is God's honor to help when all others fail. And here's my scripture for that. This is Jesus praying. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Say another.
Another.
I want you to realize that I said it before, that word another is another. It means it's the word, I forget the word. I'm going to say heteros, but it's not. Alos is the word. Another of the same kind. Jesus said, I'm going to give you another helper just like me.
Amen.
That's what he said. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Alos helper, that he may abide with you how long?
Forever.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be what?
In you.
In you.
In you.
The Holy Spirit dwells in every born again Christian.
In you.
Thank you, brother. And I want to say this, and I don't know who I'm talking to. How well are you and I cooperating with the ministry of God the Holy Spirit? He's not just the Holy Spirit, he's God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I don't mind talking loud because when I was out in the world, I was talking loud.
Amen.
Talking loud and saying nothing. Empty words. Bold. Now that you're a Christian, why don't you be bold for Jesus Christ? Talk about it. Instead of trying to be Mr. and Mrs. Goody Two-Show, oh, I'm a Christian now. Well, how about saying, I'm a Christian now. I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior.
Amen.
And he redeemed me.
Yes.
And he translated me out of the kingdom of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The blood. The blood that ran in the veins of the Son of God, according to Acts 20:28, was the blood of God. And he'll redeem you.
God's own blood.
As Pastor Oliver Reed Green said, I don't know how that is. The blood of God. Acts 20:28. You can look it up. Not only can it redeem you, Christian, it can cleanse you. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Bruce needs a cleaning up every day, and so do you.
Amen.
I'm glad there is no mic, so I can talk as loud as I want to.
Amen.
Preach, brother, come on.
Me too. Preach it.
Number seven. Many bulls have come past me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me. Thank you. He means by this, his enemies were so fat, proud and cruel that they were more like beasts than men. You ever find anybody like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to treat you like you're some kind of animal.
Too many.
Preach it.
That's right. A lot of people.
Strong bulls of Bashan or Bashan. Bashan was a celebrated for producing, this was a place, for producing wild cattle and other beasts of extraordinary size. My enemies are fierce and powerful, wild beasts rather than men. Christian, I am so glad that we have friends, even worldly friends, but you also have those who hate your testimony. Number 8, Bashan was a fertile country, Numbers 32:4, and the cattle there were fat and strong, Deuteronomy 32:14. Like them, the Jews in that good land waxed fat and kicked, grew proud, and rebelled, forsook God that made them, and lightly esteemed the rock of their salvation. I'm going to say something. I don't know who I'm talking to, and I always preluded with that. Do you know you as a Christian can forsake God? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But he will not forsake you. He's after you. If you're living like the world, Christian, I don't need to apologize. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
If you're living like the world, Christian, you have forsaken he who bought you with his own blood.
Amen.
Sorry to say I did it too. But God. Who is rich in mercy. You don't have to say that part. Kept on wooing me back. And for some of you today, God keeps speaking to you, come on back. I want to use you. I want to use you. I want you to give me the glory. He's speaking to you. Number 9. Your number one enemy. Say number one.
Number one.
Your and my number one enemy and destroyer was thoroughly defeated when Yeshua, that's right, Yeshua, that's the Jewish name for Jesus, Yeshua, said, "It is finished." Here it is, John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I said this last week, so don't get frustrated with me. Jesus said the following, and it's not in your notes. No one takes my life from me.
Amen.
I lay it down. Can I get a witness?
I lay it down. Amen. I lay it down.
Preach it, brother. I lay it down. No one took the life of the Son of God. He laid it down. It is finished. That's why, I'm just going to say it, if you're here today and you're trying to do your good works in order to please God and to get saved, you're on the wrong track. You're saved by grace through faith through the finished work of the Lamb of God. Yes, good works do count after you get saved. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Don't say the good works don't count. They do count after you get saved.
Amen.
It's called stewardship.
Amen.
Don't go out of here saying, Brother Bruce said, good works don't count. They do count after you get saved, but they can never get you saved. Now, here's verse 31 of Psalm 22. It is finished. Say it again. It is finished. Now, I want you to, I didn't know this. I'm not trying to pretend that I knew this. This
was amazing when I saw this. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Those words, that he hath done this, is one word. Go over to number 10. That he hath done is one word in the Old Testament, hasal. And the cry of Jesus on the New Testament was just one word, tetelestai, which is translated, it is finished.
Amen.
What are you trying to say? When Jesus Christ died on that cross, I say it again because I'm... So many people think they could win their way to God by their good works, and you've been told in churches all you got to do is be a good boy and a good girl. Not so!
Amen. You must be born again.
May I say it? Don't get mad at me, just get mad at the word. All your righteousness is at the filthy rag before you get saved. No wonder some of us are unsettled, because there's a hole in your soul until you know the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And he can fill it. And what did he fill it with? Peace. What did he fill it with? An eagerness for the word. An eagerness to hang around other believers. An eagerness to give back what he's already given you. I want to say something now. I don't know who I'm talking to. The more you give to God, the more and triple he gives back to you.
Amen.
You cannot outgive God.
No, no way.
You cannot give him.
That's what happened.
He gave you his best. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. A hungry lion is not more fierce nor more dreadful when it is just on his trembling prey than these my persecutors, whom I hear roaring and turning out their threats, and see coming with an open mouth to fall upon me, greedily designed and aiming to devour me. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, they gaped at him. They made fun of him.
Amen.
They parted his garment.
Amen.
It was... I'm going to say it again. Don't get mad at me. You just look into the word.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
The one who hung on that cross was God. 100% God and 100% man.
Amen.
That's right.
No wonder he can pay the full penalty of your sins, my sins, and the whole world. No wonder. No wonder.
Come on.
He can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he's still in the forgiving business. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He's still, Christian, wants you to say, I love you, Lord. I want to come back. I want to commit myself. He's still in the forgiving business. Sinner. You don't hear that word, sinner. Oh, you're a good guy. The Bible calls us sinners who need a Savior. Number 11. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. I know I said it last week. I no idea, do I think I did. All the bones of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to this text, were out of joint.
They were broken.
I'm going to go on to verse 15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Dissolution of nature. And the unresisting sufferings of Christ when crucified in weakness are expressed by his being poured out like water. The stretching of his body on the cross and the violent motion with which it was erected shook his whole body, I put that word whole in there, even to the dislocation of his bones. His sense of the divine wrath against our sins. I hope you got that. Don't miss it. His sense of divine wrath. Say divine wrath.
Divine wrath.
I don't care if I say it 1,000 times. Isaiah says that God the Father poured out his wrath on his son. That's what Isaiah says. Isaiah 53. And the Hebrew says, God the Father caused our sins to meet with Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Then laid upon him. And his inward anguish made his heart faint and melt within him as wax by the fire. Number 12. Thus the vigor, I know some people say, pronounce it another way, and moisture of the body were dried up as with intense heat. His extreme thirst caused his tongue to cleave to his jaws, and he was brought down in the dust by his death and burial. I'm going to stop right there. Don't you think that you and I have a right and a privilege to say thank you, Lord?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
you. Can you imagine what he went through? And as I said, for a moment, I thought I was out of place for this message. But when I went to the doctor standing last night, he just confirmed what he talked about. The blood of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
That's what he talked about, the blood. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I'm gonna misdirect from this. I don't care how many enemies you've got. I don't care how much they talk about you. If God is for you, they can't win against you.
Who can be against you?
They can't win. Why is that? Simply because God is for you. That's why.
That's right.
He's for you. And I'm so glad we have Christian friends that are with us too. Amen. And they pray for us. Amen. And they surround us with the love of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
What would I be without any friends whatsoever? I'd be a sorry fellow. I am so glad I have Christian friends. And I have other friends too. I know I'm going over the same thing. For God, for dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. Go to number 13. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. Grief and sorrow had consumed my flesh, that my bones stick out through my skin, and my misery are so far from having compassion on me, that they flee their eyes and exceedingly satisfied with their lamentable sight. Well, let me just break this down. Well, he saved others, let him save himself. Some people love to see you get down. Can I get it with you?
Amen. Yes.
They love to see you get down. They say, yes. Now that he's down, now that she's down, let's see how they're going to act.
Yes.
And we fall right into the trap by acting just like they want us to have. Instead, why don't we say, Lord, help me in this situation.
Amen.
If I'm sick, help me. If you don't heal me, help me. God does not heal all the time. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But he'll help you in that sickness, in that trial. And probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it, and some of you others have the same ministry. I love to help people.
Amen.
I love to help them. That's the ministry that God has given me. He has given the spirit of giving.
Amen.
And some of you out there, you have the spirit of encouragement. You have the spirit of administration. God has given every one of his children in the body of Christ a gift. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I'm going to ask you, are you using your gift?
Amen.
Is he going to say to you in that day, well done, the good and faithful servant?
Amen.
Or is he going to say, is he going to be ashamed of you and me? You just got saved, but that's all you are. You're just saved. I've got to go to this verse. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 2. I don't have what pages. So, oh, I almost turned to it. Ephesians chapter 2 on page 151. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
I'm on verse, I'm on chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to listen closely. We're starting with verse 8. Here I go. Ephesians chapter 2, starting with verse 8. Listen closely, for by grace you have been saved through faith. I'm going to say it again. Don't you let any false prophet, false teacher tell you that you can't get saved and you got to wait until the end. Waiting to the end is too late.
Amen.
For by grace have you been saved through faith. That's past tense. And actually, it's the perfect tense. What do you mean by that, Brother Bruce? That means you got saved in the past and you're still saved. Well, I had to stay saved, huh? No, it's all by grace. You don't stay saved and will yourself to stay saved. You get saved by God's grace, and he keeps you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
You can't will yourself in order to stay saved. It's impossible. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the what? Come on, look at it. It's the gift of God. You can't earn it. Not as a result of works, there it is, that no one can boast. You'll never boast about how good you are. Mm-hmm. None of us. Now look at verse 10, referring to works. For we are his workmanship.
Amen.
Say workmanship.
Workmanship.
But notice how it's done. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. Mm-hmm. It is the Christ that's in you that helps you to perform
Amen.
The good works.
That's right.
All you got to do is cooperate.
Right. Right. Read your man.
Which God prepared. Say God prepared.
God prepared.
God's got a plan for your life, Christian. And unbeliever, he's got a plan. But you got to come to him first. So that we would walk in them.
Read your man.
If you get saved, I'm going to use this metaphorically. Sometimes not only are you just walking them, you're skipping them. And you're running them. Because you've been saved by God's grace.
Amen.
And you can't help but say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul and keeping me out of hell.
Amen.
That's another thing. You let any false prophet tell you there is no hell. Mm. Hell's not only a place, it's a condition. What do you think Jesus Christ went through on that cross?
Right.
He went through hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he had his father's wrath to fall on him, what do you think that was?
Yeah. The world's gone.
Separation. separation.
Yep. Another word.
There's nothing worse than separation from God forever.
Period.
All you got to do, let's put it this way. I'm going to use a common thing. You and your wife not talking today. You're mad at each other for some reason. That separation, got to get a witness.
Yes.
Isn't that unpleasant?
Yes.
There's such a thing that's called spiritual separation, emotional separation.
Right.
And that's a kind of a death. To go out of existence without the Lord, I don't mean out of existence, from this world to the next without Jesus Christ, is consciousness being separated from God forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I lost my place now.
Wake him up, Pastor. Wake him up.
Let's go to 14. I'm going to end in 5 minutes, I hope.
14, okay.
Well, this is the same thing. I may tell all my bones. I'm going to go to 15. The soldier divided his garments into four parts, each soldier taking a part, but his tunic or inward vestment being without stream, woven in one entire piece. They agreed not to divide, but to cast lots whose the whole should be. Of this scripture, the Roman soldiers knew nothing, but they fulfilled it to the letter. Don't you know that the crucifixion of Christ was predicted in minute detail in the Old Testament?
Amen.
Preach it.
Amen. That's the truth.
Jesus knew the cross was coming.
Amen.
He knew it was coming. This was foreseen by the Spirit of Christ, and this is a direct revelation concerning Jesus Christ, which impresses the whole account of the broad seal of eternal truth. Let's put it this way. The Bible is the Word of God.
Right.
That's what this is. From the first verse, in the beginning God, to the last verse, even so, Lord Jesus, come. It's all God's inspired word. It's all His word. Number 16. Be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Say strength.
Strength.
Here I go again. Say strength again.
Strength.
Strength. I can, and I know you've heard me say this before, maybe I say it too often, I can do all things through Christ, who does what?
Strengthens
me. Where do you get your strength?
Christ.
From Christ.
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 Where do you get your hope?
Christ.
From Christ.
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 Christ. Be thou not far from me. Look at the look at this. Invincible faith returns to the charge. You could not stop the Lord Jesus in all his suffering and depending on his Father. You couldn't stop. It was an invincible faith. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Ask yourself, what kind of faith do I'm going to put myself in the same category. What kind of faith do you have when things get tough? When you get down? When you're lonely? When you're in distress? Do you and I have an invincible faith saying, Lord, I know you're still with me. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Yes, I do.
Or are you ready to abandon the faith?
Mm-hmm.
I think I better go to the last because I said I'm going to end up.
17.
No, I'm going to go to... it must be 17, you're right. No, I'm sorry.
That's what I mean.
It's all right.
You're fine, let me know what it is.
Give me a second.
Second's up.
Oh, got it. I got it. It is 17. Deliver my soul.
Then hold up. Give me a minute.
Yeah, that's a second.
Okay.
Right.
20.
She's up front.
Okay. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. I've already told you that my darling means my only one. Now number 18.
You sure?
I'm sure. My darling is my only one. I've already said that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God.
Yes, he is. And the only one that will be.
I like what he just said, the only one that will be. Let me put it this way. Jesus said this before Abraham was finished.
I am. That's right.
That's what he said.
That's what he meant.
My darling, my only one, the only human being that was ever produced since the creation, even by the power of God himself, without the agency of man. Adam, the first was created out of the dust of the earth. That was his mother. God was the framer. Adam, the second, was produced in the womb of the virgin. That was his mother. But that which was conceived in her was by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness? Hence the man, Christ Jesus, is the only Son of God. God is his Father, and he's the only one.
Amen.
But let's go to number 19. We're talking about creation, and while we're talking about creation, here we are. Number 19. Let's talk about you and me. Wherefore? Say wherefore.
Wherefore?
Henceforth, we know not him after the flesh, that is Jesus. Yea, though we know him after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, say
therefore.
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Are you and my are you and me a new creation in Christ Jesus?
Amen.
Or are you still in your old sinful habits? You haven't been born again, you're not saved, and you don't want to be saved. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I hope that's not your state. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us. Say reconciled. Don't you know that if you're not a Christian, you're still apart from God, and he wants to do this. He wants to put you together. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He wants to reconcile the differences between you and me.
Amen.
What's the difference? The difference is your sin separated you from God. Like Dr. Stanley said, sin is a serious thing.
Amen.
In the life of a Christian. Amen. And the life of an unbeliever.
Right.
Be sure your sins will find you out.
They will. Sooner than you think.
Verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ. Did you get that? Who was in Christ?
God
was in Christ.
God was.
Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their own trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us.
From the beginning.
What you say us.
Us.
That means you and me. You and I are messengers of Jesus Christ if you're a Christian.
Amen.
Don't get mute on Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm an introvert. Ask God to help me. Introvert means you. There are people who are really introvert. They're close. And I know some. Some people are an extrovert. But ask God to help you speak up for him.
Yeah.
Now look at verse 20. Here, this goes on with this. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you. We pray in Christ that be ye reconciled to God. Say ambassadors.
Ambassadors.
An ambassador.
That's what we are.
Look at verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What's that mean? That means when you put on Jesus Christ, he robed you in his own righteousness. It's not the righteousness that you obtain on your own. He robed you in his righteousness. Almost done. Let's go to 21 because I got to wrap it up.
We're already there at 21, right there.
Oh, good. Hearing often clues answering. In the previous verses, Jesus said, hear me. But hearing often includes answering. For Moses writes, of the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. I'm going to say it again. I don't know who I'm talking to. If you're trying to live by the law, don't you know you've got to keep the whole law? And if you break at one point, you're guilty of them all. No one can keep the law. You can't keep it. But the righteousness of faith says, do not say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up. Don't say that. What does it say? The word is near to you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we proclaim. Because if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I like that book, On the Third Day.
Yes.
Jesus put it this way. Destroy this temple.
And I will raise it
up. Come on.
Raise it up in 3 days.
We'll raise it up in 3 days.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's what he said.
Well, this is that God the Father raised it up.
And he did.
Romans chapter 8 said the Holy Spirit raised it up. And in John chapter 2, Jesus said, I'm going to say it again, destroy this temple. Go ahead.
I will raise it up. Amen.
We'll raise it up.
Come on.
He raised up his own body.
Amen.
That's right.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And someday, according to John chapter 5, he's going to raise your body, whether you're saved or unsaved.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth of confession is made. Number 23, I got stopped. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived. Were you deceived? Yes, you were.
Yes,
sir. I'll say it for you.
Blind.
Me too. Serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Did you ever hate anybody?
Oh, Lord.
Then you broke the law. But here's the key. But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, that's Jesus Christ. Now look at the next two verses. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's how you got saved. And this is the last verse. By being justified. Say justified.
Justified.
What justified means, here's what it means. It means to be declared righteous. When you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, he declared you righteous. Not your righteousness.
Right.
Here's what he's right.
That's right.
Not being saved by his grace. Say grace.
Grace.
It's all grace, brothers and sisters. It's all grace. From start to finish, it's all grace. We're being justified by his grace. We've been made heirs. Say heir.
Heirs.
Don't you know you're an heir of eternal life?
Amen. Join
heirs. Eternal life. Not just, I want you to get this. Not eternal existence. We're all going to exist. But eternal life is a quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quality. I said I was going to finish. That took me just about what I said. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
With every knee bowed. I'm sorry, not every knee bowed. With every head bowed. Don't look around at somebody else.
Amen.
I'm talking to you, Christian.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now I'm talking to Christian, then I'm going to talk to those who want to see you. If you're here today, Christian, and you have, I'm just going to be honest, if you have just abandoned the Lord, if you know you're away from the Lord, and you want to come, don't raise your hand unless you really need it.
Amen.
And you want to get back with the Lord, we'll say a prayer for you. No, I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I'm not going to ask you to, no, I'm not going to. If you're away from the Lord, and you know you're away, and you know you're a Christian, and you know you're modifying what he wants to do in your life, would you kindly raise your hand, anyone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lord Jesus, thank you for those Christians who are honest. Lord, give them, put them around people that will help them, even if it's one of us. Let them help, give them help, Lord.
Amen.
Please help them. They're your children, and you're never going to leave them. And they want to commit their soul, body, and spirit to you. But it's not easy, Lord. It's not easy. There are all kinds of temptation. There are all kinds of dysfunctional things that happen in us and around us. Help us, Lord. Now, I'm talking to the unbeliever. Jesus died for you too, and he rose again. If you are not saved, please raise your hand. We'll give you some literature. We'll give you some literature in the back. We'll talk to you about the Lord. I don't see any hands up, and I'm not going to hold you. I thank you in the name above all names, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Amen. Are you going to close with this song?
All right.